This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Misleading.
You've heard the leads on the Greg Hill Show. You've heard these?
Of course I have.
I don't think they lead well.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
Damn, I don't even remember what mine was, so.
On Jones and Keith.
Jones and Keith are on WEEI. It's Misleading.
We revisit the Greg Hill Show earlier today. Breslow was on for the front office report. And I'm just disappointed listening to him, Keith, because I think the plan is clear. And I felt this way listening to Breslow's introductory press conference last year.
That was brutal.
People heard it and they're like, oh, I think they're going to go out and make moves. I'm like, I don't. He's talking about the farm system and improving from within and internal and all these things. And what he said this morning, and maybe they'll get to the end of the year and a certain budget will be approved by John Henry and they'll go spend. But from what I hear consistently from Breslow, including today, they're going to trade what they have, meaning prospects, meaning guys like Tristan Casas at the big league level, and they're going to go out and try to improve their team that way, which, fine, I'm okay with trading some redundancies, trading prospects to bring in big-ticket players. And I'm not saying you have to hold on to every prospect, but I'm not hearing a lot of commitment to going out and adding in free agency. And the Red Sox need to marry those things to, I think, kick this rebuild or whatever you want to call it, next step, next phase, kick it into hyperdrive. And I don't get the sense they're going to do that.
No.
I don't know why I ever believed that they will, because it doesn't sound like John Henry cares about it these days, but I don't think they're going to.
I agree.
Disheartening.
I don't think they're going to be in the mix for the big budget free agents in the foreseeable future. It doesn't feel like it at all. Like, you know, there was a 20-year run, it felt like, with Juan Soto's a free agent, they're either going to get him or they're going to just miss out. Right? Like, that felt like that was them for
Is
many
there
years.
Any faith they'll be in on someone like
zero.
Soto or even Corbin Burns?
No.
None.
No, there is zero. And that part of it sucks. Now, the team could still end up being good. And so it's one of those, like, they shouldn't get a lot of credit for it being John Henry, because he's not going to be an aggressive owner, an aggressive spender. I don't think he's going to do that. But if these prospects end up being good, like, could they be the next wave of what we saw the Houston Astros do, or what we saw, you know, you don't want to be Kansas City because they burned real hot and then died again. But, like, same idea. Like, they had Baltimore right now. Baltimore is a good example of it. They were awful for a while, hit on these draft picks, and now they add in a Corbin Burns. Now, you notice they haven't paid him yet, but they brought him in. They traded for him to go with Rutschman and Henderson and, you know, Mullen, all these other guys that they have on that roster. And so they're really good. So maybe that's the only hope for the Red Sox. If they're not going to spend, you and I don't really feel like they're going to spend big money.
No.
then those young guys are really good. Now, there's also part of me, and maybe this is the one little drop of optimism I have.
Oh?
Is, well, I don't think they wanted to pay Rafael Devers, and yet they got backed into a corner and they shelled out a pretty massive contract. So is there any chance, this is now, what, missing the playoffs 5 of the last 6 years, 3 straight missed playoffs.
Which, again, they haven't done since 10 to 12.
Yeah.
And that got Theo fired.
And 10 to 12? Oh, yeah, but I was going to say, but so there was a stretch there, but 13, they won the World Series.
Yeah. Like,
that's, you know what I mean?
No, they came out and won the World Series the first year after Theo, yeah.
No, but they missed it. After winning the World Series in 18, when everybody looked at it, you're like, oh, my God, Betts and Devers and Bogarts and Benintendi. Like, look how young this team is. They won in 18. They followed up with 2 missed playoffs, a somehow, like, outlier ALCS trip, and now 3 straight missed playoffs. So is there any chance that the 3 straight missed playoffs backs them into a similar corner as it did with Devers, and they're like, all right, Craig, you can buy one big pitcher. Nobody else. You can't go crazy. You can get one big pitcher in here.
No.
Is there any chance? Okay.
I mean, not from listening to Breslow.
Do you think so? No, but I'm saying, like, trading Mookie Betts, not signing Bogarts when they did and letting him go, like, that's doesn't fit with signing Devers to $300 million.
Nope.
Like, that is very strange.
I get
but,
you, and Henry's changed his mind a million times. We don't sign 30-year-old pitchers when they traded John Lester, and then they turn around and sign David Price. So he changes on a dime.
That's true.
But if you're asking me, so any chance, I mean, maybe, but
do I
have a high degree of faith they're going to go out and spend? No. No, I don't. Not from listening to Craig Breslow today on the Greg Hill Show, no.
So the best hope as a Red Sox fan is that the prospects are all good. Now, they're never all good.
Every single prospect hits.
Or like the big four. Forget about these other guys right now. Like, the big four hit. They trade Casas for a pitcher who is like in his late 20s and he's good.
Or at least the Red Sox ace.
The Red Sox ace.
Yeah.
And you kind of go from there. They're also going to have to redo their bullpen for next year, too, right? Like, aren't all those guys gone?
Jansen, Martin, those guys are all gone.
Well,
A lot of Justin Slayton is what that's going to be.
Jay Slates.
Let's go to Jim in the fine state of New Hampshire. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, guys. I just want to say I enjoy your show, and I'm listening to everything you have to say. And, I'm a diehard Red Sox fan, but I just see this going further south than lifting up. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do to solidify this, and they just, you know, they need bats, but they obviously need pitching, and they're not willing to spend any money. It's one of the top market teams in the whole league.
Well, they should be. They have not been now for a few years.
Yeah. Well, Chris Sale will be off the books. He's going to win the NL Cy Young this year. They paid most of that contract. He'll be off the books, so there's a little bit more money to spend.
Yeah, a little bit more cash to throw around, and hopefully Vaughn Grissom takes a step forward.
Socked the double the other night.
He had, I think he had 3 hits, didn't he?
Sure.
Sounds right.
Fine.
I think I read that somewhere.
Marquise Grissom? No, Vaughn Grissom.
No. Vaughn Grissom. Not to be confused with Marquise Grissom. Marquise Grissom would throw around the leather out there.
He could pick
it. He'd sock you 20, wouldn't he?
No, I don't think so. I think he was pretty light power, as I remember.
Would he swipe you 20?
Let's see. Would he?
I think Marquise Grissom would hit you 20.
He hit 20. Oh, Jones. You're right.
20?
He maxed out at 23, but yeah, he had multiple 20 home run seasons.
Yeah.
You're right.
That was the ceiling.
He was a 20-20 guy.
Let's go. Stephen Fall River has a trade option. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, let's hear it.
Let me finish your thought. You brought up Devers to say, yes, he was a reaction. He was a PR move because they didn't sign Bogaerts.
Yep.
Keep in mind, the other bad contract is Trevor Story because they didn't want to sign Bogaerts. And the manager is also a PR move. Because they didn't do enough at the trade deadline.
Well, that I agree.
If you could trade Devers or Casas, as far as the Red Sox are concerned, why the hell would you trade Casas when he makes less money? Now, I feel Devers is a lousy contract, but if the rest of the league is into that.
So, Steve, you're breaking up.
Your phone's falling apart.
What do you think of the idea of trading Devers?
I would.
You would over Casas?
Yeah, because you probably get a little bit more for him.
Would you? He makes so much money. He
makes a ton of money, but he's a more established player.
Like that,
Casas is still kind of upside and hope. Whereas,
but like, here's why I would say you could get more for Casas, because every team in baseball could use him probably.
Who, Casas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's young and cost-controlled. So, like, a small market
Devers
team would want him as much as
a DH.
There's probably, like, 5 teams that would want Devers, if that, just who can afford him. You know, so yeah. I think you would get more for Cassis.
But he's like, locked in. You don't have to play that game. You don't have to wait for him to get to free agency. I think Juan Soto is probably going to make like $500 million this year. So like some of these big contracts are going to get only bigger. And so Devers at least is consistent. Like a team can get him and they're like, all right, he's 30,
like, for 100. Example, the Rays aren't going to be in on Devers.
No.
And maybe it's a bad example in the division, but like they would be in on someone like Cassis.
But the contract is looming for Casas, and he might make it more difficult. Whereas with Devers, you're like, all right, he's already signed.
Yeah,
like, we have him.
617.
Real quick.
Yes.
We undersold Marquise Grissom.
No, you undersold Marquise
Grissom. I did.
Yeah.
He had not one but two. You sitting down? 75 plus steal seasons. That is insane.
75.
He had a 91 with Montreal, 76, and a 92, 78 steals.
Steals. I'm sorry. I thought you said 92 steals for a second. I was like, wow.
Why? No. In 1992, the year of our Lord, he had 78 steals.
Wow. Apologize to Marquise.
My bad, Marquise Grissom.
It's on me, Marquise.
He only had 14 bombs that year, though, so he was really focused on the swipes.
Yeah, but a 1470 season.
Oh, that's awesome.
Real nice. I wish it was 15. That sounds
like an ALCS MVP at one point.
I like around a 1575 season. Right. I like a round number. That's good.
What a player.
Or a, you know.
I gotcha.
A threshold number there.
No, I gotcha.
We got your phone call, 617-779-7937. Text line says 37937. I think we just did this. Can you please do more random baseball names from the 80s and 90s?
Of course we can.
It's an award-winning segment.
Yep.
In my humble opinion.
Ooh, Delino DeShields. I liked him.
Ooh, Delino.
You like Delino DeShields?
Delino DeShields, I feel like I had maybe 50 Delino DeShields baseball cards when I was a kid.
Oh, they're probably worth a fortune now.
And didn't he also, was he in a significant trade?
Probably.
I think he was in a big trade.
Yeah.
Was it for Pedro? Did Pedro go to Montreal for Delino DeShields?
Oh, that is a good question.
DeShields,
you are right.
Yeah,
traded straight up from traded by the Expos to the Dodgers
for Pedro.
Woo!
Still talking about that one.
Who won the trade? I don't know.
Up in Quebec, they won't shut up about it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.